880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
So much, Wanda. I thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, very Wanda. We've got a great show for everybody today. Welcome back to Freed on Business. We're going to talk about small business with our good friends from the Jim Moran Enterprises Institute. We've got Courtney Mickens. She's with Florida State University's. It's Garnet and Gold.
It's Garnet and Gold.
I'm going to still talk about it, even though I'm a Florida Gator. And then we've got Manny Johnson. We're going to talk about the stuff that's been in the news, but we've been talking about for many, many weeks before it became newsworthy. We're going to talk about the dangers of vaping and what's really going on out there. Stick with us. We've got great stuff you can use to improve your life today. So, Wanda, with that, I say, take it away. Thank you, and I heard my Burt Reynolds laugh back there. Thank you so much for that, Wanda. That's actually my favorite part of the show. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi down in Key West. They've got Jeep and a whole lot more. What do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That includes dynamic wheel replacement and their 72-hour return policy and a whole lot more. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. In fact, join me out at Supercar Saturday this weekend. For more info, check out the Supercar Saturday Facebook page. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, you need some creative real estate financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. It's not just a saying. It's something we do every day. We help some folks that are sick and ill get their money out of their real estate equity real fast so they can pay their medical bills. We've also helped people that are having problems financing their home get financing. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps. You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you. Thank you for the interview. And we've got our guest today. It's Ms. Courtney Mickens. Florida State University's Jim Moran Institute Associate Director. The guy gave a really big gift up there. We're going to have to talk about that. It's in Palm Beach. I get they got satellite programs all over the state, from what I understand. We'll talk to the Palm Beach, and it's we're going to have program graduate Phil Liberty. I'm Freed, and you're Liberty. I think we got a pretty good thing going on here. Courtney and Phil share their experience on entrepreneurship, continuing education, the keys to success, and small business ownership. Welcome to the show, even though your program information is in Garnet and Gold. Courtney, tell me a little bit about Jim Moran and why he gave $100 million to FSU.
Well, Jim Moran is one of the most philanthropic people I have ever read about. I didn't get the pleasure to meet him because he passed away in 2007. But he had a love for entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs and really wanted people to be able to have access to resources, especially education. So he got with the College of Business at Florida State in 1995 and created the Jim Moran Institute. And so that legacy has continued to now, where in 2015, he and his wife and the company, the Jim Moran Foundation, gave a $100 million gift to the Jim Moran Institute and the Jim Moran School of Entrepreneurship. So now Florida State has a School of Entrepreneurship where you can go to major in entrepreneurship, no matter your major.
I think that's great. And I did get the chance to meet the Moran family. My mom worked at JM up in Broward County at JM Pontiac.
Yeah.
And so I got to meet them, a beautiful family, very involved in the community, and a tremendous place to work year after year, voted one of the best places to work. So tell me a little bit about the program. It's statewide, so you've got satellite offices everywhere. Who do you look to connect with?
Well, we're looking for entrepreneurs who are already established, at least 3 years in business, having three employees, and the person applying should be the CEO, owner, founder, or president of this business.
Okay, and is there a particular industry you focus on, or?
Absolutely not. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. As long as you are running a business and have been for at least 3 years, you can apply for our program.
Okay, so I applied. Now what happens?
You go through a waiting period where we review the applications. We will tell about 20 to 25 people whether or not they are in the program. Once you're in the program, you go through 9 sessions with speakers from the community who are going to teach you on every aspect of your business. We're talking marketing, finance, accounting, everything that's going on with legal things for business. Our speakers speak on it.
So how do you pick the speakers?
They are community leaders. They've usually been in business for at least, I think the youngest is maybe 10 years. They've been successful in their field, and they are willing to come and donate their time to the Jim Moran Institute.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, Courtney, we're going to go off subject a little bit. I hear you sing in a band, more than one band. What's your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song to sing, I really don't have one, but I enjoy Anita Baker.
Okay, that's terrific. That's terrific. Now let's do a little bit. Why don't you introduce your guest?
Sure. My guest today is one of my favorite graduates from the Jim Moran Institute. His name is Phil Liberty of Universal, the communications company. So I want you to welcome Phil. He's amazing. Love having him here.
Thank you, Courtney.
Phil, why don't you guys scoot a little together
sure.
so our
Thank
Facebook
you.
Fans can get a hold of you on that.
I have a face for radio, Jim. That's not fair.
That's okay. Everybody's allowed to say that once. Courtney's face, she's got a face for the stage and
Correct.
TV. She's voguing already. We're having a great time. Now, Phil, you went in, you walked into the program. What was the first thing you saw? Was it in a classroom? Is it individual? Tell me.
When I went through the program in 2016, we met at several different locations. They try to highlight the offices of the businesses and nonprofits that they partner with. So we met at various locations over the 9 weeks, places like the SCORE office in Boca Raton, the Urban League has an office where we met. So we were here, there, and everywhere during the 9 weeks, which is what I think they're trying to do.
So Courtney, he added a little nuance. He said the private sector and the not-for-profits. Are there same tracks, different tracks? How does that work?
There are two different tracks. You can be a nonprofit and apply for our nonprofit executive program, which happens in the fall of every year, or the for-profit side, which is a small business executive program, and that happens 2 times a year.
Boy, I'd be torn. I should be in both programs. So then, Phil, you went to the program. What's the first thing you learned?
Well, the first thing I learned was I don't know it all. And that
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's not what you told me when you walked in.
That was before Courtney got here.
Okay. Okay. Courtney keeps him in line. I got it now.
So I was one of those people who has actually been in business for some time and realized I don't know it all, and what does this program have that I might be able to benefit from? So I was put into a room. Courtney mentioned how you get accepted, but there's one person from every different industry. So there weren't 2, 3, 4, 5 of people in my industry. So everyone's from a different industry, so there's no conflict.
Sure.
And so that gives everybody a little bit different perspective on how the information's taken and received. So first thing I learned was there's plenty to learn.
Yeah, you know, most people don't realize it, but being in small business is like being in a rowboat where you feel like you're alone, but there's other people there too. And it gets you really uptight. There's a lot of anxiety. And I have a little thing that I like to say. It requires to be resilient, because you got to be resilient in these small businesses. And you need to surround yourself with people that believe in you, with a skill set that other people have used to be successful, so that you can fall back and rely on that. And I think that's a real important thing that the Jim Moran Institute brings to the entrepreneur. Not just the knowledge, but the community. What do you think about that, Courtney?
I honestly think that's one of my favorite parts about my job. I get to be in the community all the time. We have some continuing programs that we offer as well, like our peer-to-peer groups. Once you've graduated from our program, you can come and apply for a peer-to-peer group. Ooh. You would be amongst people, CEOs, other thought leaders that are going through similar issues with you. You talk about those things, get best practices from each one of those people, or just what not to do.
I'm going to use a term. It sounds like this is masterminding.
It's a little masterminding.
You could talk louder. It's okay. It's masterminding, and it's masterminding with people that have been selected so that they can integrate and get along better. And it sounds like it's a really tremendous team. Phil, did these folks in your group teach you anything?
I'm continuing to be taught as I'm very active in my peer-to-peer group. It's fun. It's an opportunity as a business owner, when you can't go to an employee and say, hey, I've got a problem with you or whatever it may be, but you can go into a safe place, meet with other CEOs and executives and say, all right, I've got this problem. The key to it is, in your experience, what have you learned? Not what your opinion might be, but it's true experience-based learning. It's very helpful.
There's nothing more important to me in life than providing somebody with guidance and mentorship and the ability to help them stay calm and move forward in life. It's truly a gift that you can bring to somebody. You know, you read about it in the Bible. You talk about it as a little kid about giving somebody a fishing pole. It's the most beautiful thing that you can do, from a little person giving them their like head start to a business person, helping them to make new habits and break bad old ones. What do you think about that, Courtney?
I love that. It's one of the best things about the community. It's one of the best things about the Jim Moran Institute. Why we started was simply because our leader wanted this type of community atmosphere where business owners can come and get education, bounce ideas off each other, work together. That's how you build economics. That's how you build your community.
There you go, right there. It's about community involvement. It's about community building. It's about helping others to help themselves.
Absolutely.
My gosh, I should be up on the pedestal preaching at this point.
You've got it.
This is tremendous. I'm so pleased that we met. Now, Phil, what do you want to do next now that you've had your fill in the small business program? You've done some of this cross-training and some mentoring. What's another way that alumni can give back?
Well, Courtney was asked, where do you get your speakers? I've been knocking on that door ever since I graduated.
You're
so
what?
Tell Courtney, I'd love to be part of the program, volunteering my time and giving back, but there's a waiting list.
The speakers.
Apparently.
Oh, the speakers. I thought you said stickers. I'm looking at my computer. Where are the stickers? By the way, I want a sticker. No.
Gotcha.
That's great. You know what I found? I'm right there with you. I like to mentor a lot of people. I mentor don't hold it against me, the kids from the University of Florida. Also UM, other places too. I've got some kids from FSU, don't worry. I'm not focused on the organization they come from. I'm focused on the organization we're going to help them get to. And what I like to do is I like to tell them that this is the way you get your dream job. You come to me and you give me five people that you want to meet. I'm going to know probably three of them. I'm going to give you another five to add to the list because I'm probably going to know people in that industry. It gives me an idea on how to go. And then I'm going to call them. Now, by the time I'm calling them, they know I put the person through the paces. This is a great thing I love to do. Hey, can you guys stick with us and stay and do another segment?
Sure can.
Wanda, I think we're going to go to break. We'll come back. Somebody wants to get out of the door and come see you, so I got to open the door for Polo the Wonder Dog during the break. When you feel down and out, sing a song. It'll make your day. Yeah, yeah. You will love to shout out. Sing a song. It'll make a way. Sometimes it's hard to care. Sing a song. It'll make your day. A smile and sing. Oh, that's my favorite part. I'm going to sing the song. We're going to have to get Courtney to sing a song. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And this weekend, you can join me up at Supercar Saturday. For more information, go to the Supercar Saturday Facebook page. All of this is available at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all great cars. They all come with Warren Henry Advantage. Up in Gainesville, they have Audi. Down in Key West, they've got Jeep and all kinds of other great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they all are great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That includes complimentary replacement of your wheels. That includes the 72-hour guarantee. It includes the best price guarantee. It includes all kinds of great things. But the number one thing it does is it makes you a member of the Warren Henry family. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Is thinking.
Oh no, I lost my car chapstick. So now I guess I can use my purse chapstick for my car. That means I'll have to take my bedstand chapstick and put it in my purse. Oh, my whole life is completely messed up.
What the person in the car next to you is thinking.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right. Courtney's cracking up because she does the chapstick thing all the time. Wanda knew that. That's why she played it, Courtney. We have mind reading, and we were also singing with Earth, Wind, and Fire in here. That's right. But if you have a real estate issue, give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help you get financed. I've got my friends helping them get financed in memory care facilities all across the state because I'm a loving, kind guy and want to solve that problem. And I also help people finance their homes and get it done really quickly and help them pull out equity, all kinds of things. If it's tough, I can get it done for you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with some tremendous guests here, even if they are from FSU. This week's guests are Courtney Mickens. She's with Florida State University's Jim Moran Institute. She's the associate director in charge of Palm Beach. And we're also here with program graduate Phil Liberty. He has not come with a torch. Courtney and Phil are here to share their expertise on entrepreneurship, continuing education, and the keys to success in small business ownership in South Florida. So let's get right to it. Courtney, continuing education, what do you continue to educate about?
Business. The best business practices, what's happening in each industry, what's trending for each topic. Going back to the basics, getting a better idea of what your business model is, getting and fresh ideas for your business plan. Innovation doesn't happen when you're sitting in your office. It happens when you take the time to get out in the community, talk to other entrepreneurs, let your mind wander, and then go back and apply those things to your business.
High five on that. I like to add in collisions with the other people at the event, wherever it is. I go up and every single person has something to offer, even if it's just an awkward networking experience. Now, Phil, you were in the communications business. How did being in the Jim Moran program help you gain new ideas? Because that's an industry that's always changing, but is also always based on really basic infrastructure.
Well, the idea behind the Jim Moran program that helped me was that I had to write a business plan.
Whoa, you never wrote a business plan?
I had to rewrite one.
Okay,
so
that's
as I
better.
Mentioned earlier,
that's better.
I'm in business. I'm doing okay as far as I'm concerned. But back to I could always learn something. You're forced, if you will, to graduate from the program to write a business plan according to the model that the Jim Moran Institute lays out in the first few weeks. I think it's fantastic. It's not only has to be written, but then it has to be presented to the group as part of the graduation ceremony.
Well, that's two different skills that are very important in business.
Correct.
Being able to take it from brain to paper and being able to implement.
Correct.
And I don't know which one's harder. I think one's harder for some and one's harder for the other. What's the hardest skill that you've taught at the Jim Moran Institute, Courtney?
Thinking outside the box.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
People are just afraid?
Just not even afraid. You get mundane. You get used to your day to day. This is what I do to make my business function. You never step outside of that because you never have to. But if you want to grow, if you really want to be transformative as an organization, you must.
Well, then it really should be called the Jim Moran Small Business Entrepreneur Executive Program, because you're really teaching them to be an entrepreneur if you're teaching them to step outside the box and to take that fear. You know, I don't think your dream is big enough if it doesn't scare you.
Absolutely.
No, you don't. You could say more than that, though, Courtney. What do you think about goal setting? Is goal setting a big, important part of what you do there?
Yes. I would say it's a more of a personal thing, though. We give you the tools to make your goals. We give you the tools to analyze what you're doing, to really take a snapshot of your business as it is on paper, and then make the improvements from there. So the goals are yours. Whatever you want to do with your business, it's yours. We just give you the tools to make it happen.
So in the group setting, they don't critique your goals to say you're a little bit out of your mind because you want to do $1 billion in sales?
No, that shouldn't be a problem one way or the other if you do or don't want to.
I love this guy.
You have to decide what your business is and be honest about that. Are you a lifestyle business or are you trying to be the biggest in your industry? That's two different goals, but you still need a business plan either way.
And it's, I got to say it this way, liberating.
Close. No, it is. And you have to be honest.
You liked that. Wasn't
that
good?
It was
that
good.
Was good.
It was
you want to spend time with your kids and maybe forego some income that would, you know, be allowed if you wanted to work 18 hours a day? Or do you want to work 18 hours a day and be, you know, the top
cost benefit analysis?
Absolutely.
Cost benefit analysis. Your kids hate you, but you got a lot of money.
What's either way you go, you need a business plan. Both require a plan.
Yeah. You got to know where you're going to end up, too. We're all going to end up in the same place. So I think that having some family time. Do you teach that? Is there like a life work balance track that they could take to kind of help them make it through to the end? Because I think you got to have a little balance. I don't think you got to have a lot, but a little.
Not an official one, but what happens is, in the break times, in the meeting times, while you're discussing things with the teachers or the speakers, it comes up. Like, you're talking about real issues you're having with other business owners who are also having the same issues. So it comes up in conversation. It comes up in those side conversations that you have during lunch. It comes up in the activities. There's nothing that's not talked about, even if it's not our official curriculum.
I promise you it comes up in the peer-to-peer groups.
Absolutely.
Now, what was the most interesting suggestion you got, Phil, from the peer-to-peers? Because you're in a pretty straightforward business. What's the one thing that they got you to do that was thinking outside the box?
Well, first of all, Jim, whatever happens in the peer-to-peer stays in peer-to-peer. So I have to be careful about how I this information.
Let's not violate any organizational norms or customs. But at the same time, let's help Courtney market the program.
Let's speak in generalities to give you an idea then.
That probably works.
In the peer-to-peer group, you're able to bring any real-life problem that's affecting you at the time. We meet once a month, so problems continue to occur. I've had two occasions where I've said to myself, this group probably isn't going to have anything for me regarding this topic, but I'll bring it up anyway. And at the end of the time, I'm always shocked at the ideas that come back to me because they're not mine. It's a different perspective that I'm getting, and none of them are in my industry. It's just people that have experienced similar problems. And the feedback I've gotten has always been amazing because I just didn't come with an expectation that anyone else had this problem. But guess what?
Everybody has the problem, Phil.
Exactly.
You're not alone.
Exactly. And that's getting outside the box. And that's understanding that other people can help you out.
But Courtney, I'm getting ready to try to ask you to sing something here. You know, I could see it, but I'm not getting there yet. I'm not. If you want to, you're more than welcome to go a cappella anytime, or we'll have Rhonda play some music and join them with them. So now we've only got a couple minutes left. Tell me about some of the other cities that have this program, because we get replayed and rebroadcast and circulated all across the country. So
sure. Our headquarters is in Tallahassee. We have an office in Jacksonville. We just opened up in the Tampa, St. Pete area. We have the Palm Beach and the Broward programs as well.
Do you notice that there's different demands for services in the different markets?
Yes.
Like
yes,
what?
Yes, yes.
Like what?
It for some markets, like in South Florida, we are very education and mentorship and networking heavy.
Right.
In North Florida, there are some instances where they're looking for more finance than education. So it really depends on the market and how new the business is in that market, how new entrepreneurship is, what's happening with the city. It really changes.
Wow. What's your favorite part of the program, Courtney? What attracted you to want to get involved?
I have a weird thing about liking to help people get to whatever goal it is that they want to complete. I like to see things from start to completion. So this, I started as the coordinator, actually, with the Jim Moran Institute. I was at the coordinator for about 3 years. During that time, I saw so much expansion and just growth with the Jim Moran Institute and the areas we were expanding into. But my favorite part, honestly, has to be spending time with the entrepreneurs and getting to know them, especially when I'm out in the community and I get to see people who are having the same issues as entrepreneurs in our program. And it's just like I can go up to one and kind of grab Phil or grab another graduate and bring them over to talk about it.
You can't steal this, but I'm about to tell you something you can steal.
Go.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
There's a certain types of people that are that way. And the way I say it is that my brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams.
That's dope.
Okay. And I think that that's pretty similar to what you're trying to do here.
Absolutely.
You know, Phil, I'm going to give you kind of another chance to say one last thing, and then we'll go back to Courtney to close it up. What would you just say to somebody who's listened to this interview and is on the fence about whether they should get involved or not?
I've told Courtney this, and I will tell everybody that is thinking about it, that there's a problem with this program. The problem is the program's free. The program is free, and people assign a value to it based on what it costs them. And so a lot of people think they want to be in this program, and they wind up coming to one or two sessions, and then they say, I've got work to do that. And guess what? We've all got work to do that day. Sign up, commit to it. Know that people that have gone before you have benefited from it, and it's just a great way to create long-term relationships.
Well, I'm not on your board, Courtney, but it sounds to me like we just found a way to fund scholarships and increase your overall foundation endowment.
Ah.
Maybe we charge some people, and then we give scholarships to those that need the scholarships, and then whatever's left over, we can roll it back in. And then Mr. Liberty here, he came up with an idea and has earned his right to be a speaker. What do you think? How do you like the way I solve these problems for you, Phil?
Jim, thanks. The fin I just gave you before the show is paying off.
I know. He did. He paid me off. He did pay me off. What do you think about that? I think it's a pretty good idea.
I can't say. The great thing about my organization and our leader is that he wanted it purposefully to be free to the community.
Well, there you go then.
And that's
the answer, Phil.
The answer is people that are in business don't assign the proper value to it. It's phenomenal. They need to not look at it being free, but being an investment. It's a great program.
Listen, Phil, let me tell you how they should think about it. And Courtney, you could do this. It's really not free.
It's not.
Every single person that goes is spending the most valuable asset they have, time.
Correct.
And what are you doing in return for that? You're helping them use their time better. Courtney, how do people get more information on the Jim Moran executive program? Because I think it's something that everybody should consider being a part of if they can.
You log on to jimmoraninstitute.fsu.edu or jmi.fsu.edu and click on programs. If you're interested in the small business or the nonprofit executive program, we have the applications open for Palm Beach and Broward County until September 30th.
I'm so disappointed I don't got uf.edu in there. That's okay, though. I want to thank you both for being here. I really do.
Thank you, Jim.
Tremendous. You provided incredible information and service to our community, and you did what I like to do the most, which is you showed you love and you care about our community and each other, and that's the theme of our show. We try to bring people together for positive energy experiences. I want to thank you guys for coming in today and sharing our time with myself, Wanda, and of course, Polo, the one.